The Milwaukee Bucks' new arena, Fiserv Forum, has had nearly 6 months of activity under its new sweeping roof in downtown Milwaukee. The project wasn't without controversy, and some people still question whether the $524 million it cost will contribute to the city's overall revitalization.
But Fiserv's fans say it will pay off, and you might be surprised by another vocal group in support, bird advocates. Fiserv Forum is the first sports venue in the world designed to ensure the safety of birds. Unless, of course, we're talking about the Atlanta Hawks or the New Orleans Pelicans.
Lake Effect's Susan Benz talked with people who helped make the project a reality. And as we'll discover, the story became a little more personal for her than she expected.
The world is becoming more and more perilous for birds. They have to contend with cell towers, pesticides, loss of habitat. Cats alone kill 2.4 billion birds every year in the U.S. Another billion die after colliding into buildings. Scott Deal is wildlife director with the Wisconsin Humane Society. He coordinates a team of volunteers who monitor bird survival.
We have our WINGS program, which is Wisconsin Night Guardians for Songbirds. We go out, our volunteers go out in the peak migration periods during May and then also September and October to monitor around various buildings in downtown Milwaukee, looking for birds that have collided with windows, living or dead.
Deal says part of the problem is that more and more buildings are incorporating more and more glass into their design, intensifying the risk to birds.
We see buildings in this city that kill hundreds of birds each season, each migration season.
Deal says the world cannot afford to lose birds by the billions. He says they're not merely pleasing to a birdwatcher's eye. Birds also contribute to balanced ecosystems, helping to reduce pests, pollinate plants, and disperse seeds. So as we stand before the Fiserv Forum on a crisp wintry morning, Deal beams.
I think of this being a monumental moment. This company, the Milwaukee Bucks, making this a bird-safe building.
The Bucks' new home has been deemed the world's first bird-friendly arena. The designation comes from the U.S. Green Building Council. Brian Lenz knows the ins and outs of the bird-safe side of things. He's Bird Collision Campaign Manager with the American Bird Conservancy. Lenz says to make the Fiserv Forum bird-friendly, fabricators embedded thin ceramic patterns called fritting in the glass window panes. The fritting creates lines that are barely visible, yet, Lenz says,
flying birds can see the pattern and avoid the window.
Lenz says the patterns, some horizontal, others vertical, must be no more than 2 inches apart, so birds won't try to fly in between.
Birds know their wingtip to wingtip length within 6% accuracy, they found in lab studies. So they know exactly how big a gap they can fly through.
Len says the lines don't have to be so obvious that they're visible from far away. He says birds have the amazing ability to soar close to an obstacle and self-correct their flight pattern.
The bird only needs to be able to see it within the last 5 or 10 feet in order to be able to turn around.
But Len says attaining bird collision deterrent status requires more than the specially treated glass. Fiserv Forum's outdoor lighting must cast down so birds are less likely to be drawn to it. Len says he helped negotiate a lights-out policy to better protect birds during spring and fall migration.
They don't need to be off at 8 p.m., but at 5 a.m. they really do. And anytime there's a game or an event, things can stay on until the game or the event is over. And on weekend nights at bar time too. You know, it's meant to be an entertainment district and cut a good profile for the public. So we wrote an exception in for 2 a.m. on the weekends.
Len says to maintain the bird-friendly rating from the U.S. Green Building Council, the building must be monitored to prove it's bird safe for 3 years.
For 3 years after construction, which we are going to be doing in this case in partnership with the Wisconsin Humane Society.
In order to pull off the bird-saving Fiserv Forum construction, Len spent 3 years nudging the arena owners and designers, being, in his own words, quote, a likable pain in the, you know the rest. Kansas City, Missouri-based architect Heather Stewart is one of the people who listened. She was part of the stadium's design team.
The cost of this is inconsequential. It just took a little more thought to make sure that the design was implemented so that it achieved the bird safety that we were going for.
But Stewart says until Brian Lenz showed up and kept showing up, her firm had no idea the strategic treatment of glass could make the difference between a bird colliding into it or not. Her team designs projects around the world. Stewart says the Fiserv Forum model is influencing some of them.
I can't really mention any by name, but this will definitely be thought of when we move into other project design.
Brian Lenz is not resting on his laurels with the completion of the arena project. He's also trying to teach people about the dangers birds face through the built environment. Of the estimated 1 billion birds that collide into U.S. buildings every year, he says,
about 46% are at homes and residences. So the 1 to 10 a year that you might have in an average house will add up across the country.
Dark-eyed junco up on top of the chimney there.
We didn't have to travel far to my 1930-era house north of downtown Milwaukee to see where some of the problems lie. Humane Society Wildlife Director Scott Deal tagged along and tried to be gentle when evaluating whether my home is bird-friendly.
On this side, frankly, I don't see any a great problem. Mm-hmm. You have small windows there.
But once we make our way to the backyard, there's no escaping it. Things look bleak for birds, starting with the treehouse that incorporates lots of repurposed windows.
It's a cute, neat thinging, but when you can see through every side. So the birds don't perceive that that's any kind of an obstacle.
Translation, birds could easily fly right into the treehouse glass. I also have other repurposed windows that create a patio space.
There's a green bush right on the other side. So, you know, the bird is going to see that and just try and go land in the bush.
Brian Lenz says whenever a bird can see straight through one window out the other end of the building, that's bad.
I assume that this kitchen window isn't too hot either because you can see through to the front door. Is that right? That window?
Yeah.
Boy, this is a disaster.
But, I mean, your house is like every house.
Len says I should remove the decorative repurposed windows or use stickers or other methods to deter birds from flying into them. He also suggests I take steps to keep birds from crashing into my kitchen window. But Len says those remedies don't include slapping a single big decal on a window.
The only thing that does is keep a bird from hitting the hawk decal. You need to have enough that a bird doesn't think it can fly through. And the rule of thumb is that any pattern, whether it's a line or dots or paint or whatever you put on there, shouldn't have more than 2 inches between the pattern elements, either if they're horizontal or vertical.
I'm Susan Bentz, someone who needs to tend to her bird-threatening glass for Lake Effect.
You can see photos of the bird-friendly Fiserv Forum at WUWM.com, along with getting some tips to deter birds from colliding with your own home's windows.